Yesterday afternoon, several canoes were on the water, and if you listen, you can hear some nearby geese. But this wasn't the buffalo, the mulberry, or the white. This was just a few hundred feet from the busy intersection of Gregg and Sunbridge in Fayetteville on a pond in front of Pack Rat Outdoor Center. The retailer was hosting a canoe clinic of sorts.
So everything that you have in the canoe with you during the day has to be tied down. So if you bring a bunch of extra stuff, we'll just need to make sure that we hook it to the boat. So if you have rope, bring it. If not, we're going to meet up here.
Allie Williams with Pack Rat then demonstrated the proper way to get into a canoe. This informal class is the fruition of a grant awarded to the Beaver Watershed Alliance by the national organization Paddle Nation. Courtney Thomas is the conservation intern with the Beaver Water Alliance.
Basically, the mission of that grant is to increase paddling in youth and young adults in America. And so we're going to be taking four trips with three different groups from Northwest Arkansas out on the White River in May and June.
Later this spring, the Beaver Watershed Alliance and employees from Pack Rat Outdoor Center will lead trips down the White River with Girl Scouts and with boys and girls from the Yvonne Richardson Community Center. Yesterday's clinic, the first, was for young people from Youth Bridge who will be going on their float trip Saturday.
We're just going to be showing them what it's like to paddle. Most of these participants have not been in a canoe before. So we have the people from Pack Rat out here, you know, just guiding them through, steps about paddling, and I'll be talking to them about the watershed.
Because do you guys know where the tap water in this area comes from? You know? Yeah. Where does it come from? Yeah, Beaver Lake right there.
Holding a large map of the entire Beaver Lake watershed, Courtney offers a quick lesson about the waterways in Northwest Arkansas before the soon-to-be floaters from Youthbridge get into the Pack Rat Pond to try out some basic paddling maneuvers on their own. William Dupree, who works for Pack Rat, is one of the teachers. He was in a canoe ready to paddle around the pond a half hour before the Youthbridge guests arrived.
I think if we can manage to maybe get someone to think about If we can make someone think about just getting outside, maybe getting in a hammock, you know, I think it improves their lives in a little bit of a way, whether they realize it or not, you know. And if you can turn someone on to doing something positive, like, you know, maybe getting out of a boat and paddling around Lake Fayetteville, or you know, getting over on the Kings and do a little fly fishing for smallmouth, we did our job.
Courtney Thomas with the Watershed Alliance says the partnership with Pack Rat has made the planned excursions a bit easier to facilitate, allowing many of the young people involved in the floats to have just some basic time on the retailer's pond to practice putting their oars in the water should make things easier on the upcoming trips, even if the pond isn't quite a natural river.
Right, it doesn't have white water, but I think, you know, giving participants instruction and, you know, the skills that they need will prepare them. Really, it's about getting the motion of paddling down first. And once you have that, you know, and have practiced that, then I think they'll be able to take on more challenging. Although the White River, the float that we're doing is going to be pretty relaxed.
So we're going to go on the right side
first. Even though the Pack Rat Pond is calm and by all estimates not very deep anywhere, everybody yesterday afternoon was wearing a life jacket. William Dupree says if he'll impress anything on those learning from him, it will be to wear a personal flotation device.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It goes along with those golden rules.
Courtney, who recently came to Arkansas from her home in California, says she wants the young people on the four float trips this spring to appreciate their connection to water. And while a self-described ocean water type of girl, she has taken to local rivers quickly. She says she thinks these float trips will spark an enduring relationship with the outdoors for those she's taking out on the water.
I think for me, it just provides, two very different things, you know, kind of the serenity of just being able to relax and float along the river and take time to really admire what's around you while you're floating. But then also, you know, if there's white water involved, it's a kind of different adventure and experience and, you know, a challenge and just really trying something new. So kind of both of those things.
The float trips this spring will put in just below Beaver Dam and will be more serenity than adrenaline, a calm float of about 8 miles. The first trip is Saturday. Others are scheduled to take place May 21st, June 13th, and June 20th. This is Ozarks at Large.
Yes.